Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Ralphie Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness. And today is February 24th, 2021. We're on episode number 171, if I'm not mistaken. I am alone for this podcast. Tara and I did not have a chance to sit down and chat. So I am recording this actually on my way out of the door on Tuesday evening. And we had one person send in something to talk about. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to spitball a few things off the top of my head as I drive home. So you're going to hear me lock up. You're going to hear me get in my truck, all that good stuff. So bear with me, especially because I'm with my my wireless headphones. So sound quality is not the same. So I apologize for that. All right, so getting to the topic first that somebody wanted us to talk about, muscle groups. I'm going to pull up the email here in a second, but what works what movements do what, and I mean, you can kind of get the gist of how, you know, a movement affects you as far as, oh, we're doing, you know, push press. So I'm using my arms, my shoulders. I have a little bit of a leg drive there because I do dip at the knees, that kind of thing. But like, so push press, that was actually the movement that the person asked about. So perfect. Like if someone asked, so the question was, what about talking about movements and why we do them and what muscles they actually target? So with rereading that, I'll go off of like why we do certain movements, and it's mainly because we want to do things that we do in everyday life, meaning if I pick up my son, my daughter, you know, anything along those lines, I physically pick them up, and I want to be continuing to pick them up. I'm going to need a strong back. I'm going to need strong legs, upper body as well. Like, and I need to make sure those things are strong. If I want to put something up on a shelf, if I need to all of a sudden jump out of the way of something or onto something, or, you know, lift all the groceries into the house with one trip, like I need to have a strong grip. I need to be able to jump high or out of the way fast, you know, so quickly, things like that. So we deadlift to strengthen our back. We squat to strengthen our legs and our back. We push press to strengthen our shoulders, our back. And again, a little bit of leg drive, so we get a little bit of legs in there. Deadlift also works our grip. So when we're deadlifting, not only are we building a strong back, strong legs, we are building a grip, and we'd be able to grip a little bit more, which just helps overall holding on to things, holding on to people. Everything we do inside the gym has a transfer of some sort outside of the gym. And when we first started this, I wanted that to be very apparent and very clear to anybody coming in, that you are just going to be getting stronger, whether you like it or not. You're going to get stronger doing the movements that we do inside the gym, whether you like it or not, or whether you even know it or not. Like, some people don't even care about that kind of, that aspect of the, working out, right? People just show up just to get the workout in, and that's fine. That's perfect. But for those that want a little bit deeper, like, understanding of things, it's always a conversation we can have aside from inside the gym. Like, if you want to grab coffee and talk about things, I'm more than, you know, happy to do so if you have specific questions. But as a broad blanket of things, you know, and there's this particular person that asked about these, this topic. She tends to, like, when she squats, there's a thing called quad dominance, or engaging your hamstrings. When you hinge at the waist, and our shoulders drop slightly forward, we're in a position where we engage our hamstrings, like that hinge, we engage the hamstrings, the backside of your legs. So you have not only the front of your legs, your quadriceps, that's what those are, your quads. You also engage your hamstrings on the backside of your legs. She has a tendency to drop straight down, straight up, which shorter people can do a lot easier than taller people. And she is shorter. So she has a tendency to be what they call quad dominant. And all of those types of things come into play when you're doing specific movements, especially at, you know, a heavier capacity, which of course we're not anywhere near that at the moment. But those are the kinds of things, like if you want to know more, talk more about those types of things, we can definitely sit down and have those conversations. But you know, when we're bench pressing, we're working our chest, our back even, when we're doing cleans, there's a whole bunch of things going on there. You have the, and this is the other thing too, like when you break down a movement, especially, you know, when I nerd out with things like this, you're breaking down a clean. It is grip strength, leg strength, back strength, speed, of which you get under the bar, and then the movements come into play, right? Like all of those have to come into play. Mobility, you have to have good wrist and elbow and shoulder mobility in order to catch that clean in a good front rack position. And all of that also comes into play mixed in with how much can I deadlift, how great is my grip strength, and how good is my front squat, right? Especially if we're doing a squat clean, okay? Because there's a deadlift, a high pull of some sort, and then a squat out of that. So all of that mixed in, like we have to be good at all of those things in order for that one movement to come together. And you gotta, if you start thinking of like, okay, so this first part of the clean is a deadlift. That's my first pull. And then once I pass my knees, I'm going to get that bar to about my mid thigh. And I have to then launch myself into the second pull, which is a high pull of some sort, keeping that barbell close. And then that third and final stage is when I drop under the bar to catch it in that front rack position. And then I got to stand that damn thing up. So that's my front squat. And all those, once you start breaking things down like that, it helps a whole lot. And that's why we do a lot of like our, we do a lot of front rack squats, whether it's with the dumbbell, kettlebells, or the barbell. We do front squats, back squats, all those things. Like that's why we do those, because at some point they all come into play with one another. How high you can jump has a lot to do with how much you can squat, right? How much you can push press has a lot to do with if you can do a handstand push-up, for example. Or deadlifting goes into, you know, how much, really the deadlift, the reason I like the deadlift, there's one reason you do a deadlift, to see how much you can fucking lift. And I love those, like, pure, what's known as pure strength movements. And I can go on and on about this shit. But that's, like, you get the gist of it, right? It's pretty simple. If you're trying to figure it out or trying to learn, like, well, what am I doing when I do this? Like, what are you moving in this? Like, if I'm squatting, it's my legs, my butt, sometimes my back, depending on where that barbell's placed. That's another thing, too. If the barbell's on my back, like, yeah, I'm using my back. But when it's in the front, a front rack position, I'm really using my back in my midline. So if I'm weak there, you're probably, if you curl over a lot, if my shoulders fold forward a lot, my my midline and my back are not as strong as they probably should be. Like so many, again, so many things that I can go into. But that's like the blanket area. If I'm squatting, I'm getting my legs strong. If I'm deadlifting, it's my back. If I'm benching, it's my chest. If I'm doing curls, it's my biceps. Like I think you get the gist there. That kind of thing. So, but then if you have a movement with multiple things like the clean or the wall ball, right? That's like a squat. It's like a thruster really, where I have to throw the object and then catch it as well. So there's a whole bunch of other things, balance, agility come into play, all those types of functions. So, if you're ever wondering what we work when we're doing X movement, and I didn't touch on it, please just shoot me a message or let's have a conversation. Or if you want to dive into more, we can most definitely do that. Second, we have our Book of MEF this week, which is Leave It Better Than You Found It. It's chapter 6, verse 8. And if you don't know exactly what those are, that's 6 years we've been writing these out. We're in week 8 of 2021, so that's what the chapter 6, verse 8 means. I really wanted to touch on it because tonight our neighbors did some flooring work, or today they did some flooring work in the bathroom that's next to us, the one that was just dug up and fucking all shitty, literally, a few months ago. They redid some flooring and they slid some of the broken pieces under our door and left them on our side. They have access. They can open that fucking door. And they left that shit on in my facility. They pushed that into our side and left it there. Now, I don't want to even talk to anybody over there. I don't want to talk to anyone in the building. I don't want to talk to my landlord. I am fucking tired of the scenario that we're in the building that we're in. So, going hand in hand with leaving something better than you found it, I want to leave, when I die, I want to have left an impact that left Earth and the people that I came in contact with better than when I first met them, or when I leave, it's just better off because I was there. And I would never do some shit like that. I wouldn't redo something and leave it in my neighboring tenant's space. I would never leave my workout area a fucking mess. I would never, you know, go to someone's house, make it a mess, and leave it. Be better than that. Be better than our neighboring tenants, I guess, in a nutshell, because it says a lot about you. The other thing, leave it better than you found it. Yesterday was our son's, Aiden's 8th birthday. We went to Target, and while in Target's parking lot, we noticed in all, like, the whole fucking parking lot, let's say 75% of the baskets were out of the store, right? 70% of those baskets we noticed were in the fucking parking lot. Not in the railway areas of the parking lot, just in the fucking parking lot. In parking spaces. In the middle of the fucking lanes. And I've talked about it before, but if it says who you are and what you're about if you don't walk your fucking cart back to either even just the rail area in the middle of the parking lots that they have, but most importantly, back to where you got it from, which was more than likely right in front of the store in the lines that they have it for, set out for you. That says a whole lot. And I really, 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 really wanted to go into Target, grab all the PA system, and tell everybody to go fuck themselves because of the way that that shit was left. And character and what little things say about you, like, mean a lot, and most of the time mean the most. Like, you could be a very nice person, you could go out of your way for a lot of people, but if you don't put your cart back, I'm telling you right now, you're an asshole. And you're also probably not someone who is, like, succeeding. Like, it's funny, I heard a podcast recently, and they said, someone who doesn't put your cart back, you're probably not very successful, because the mindset of someone who doesn't put their cart back is much, much different than those that do put their carts back. And that probably goes in line with how you live your life in other areas and how successful you are in your life. So just keep that in mind. When you're somewhere, if you can leave it better than you found it, picking up a piece of trash, whatever it is, do it because you're going to be better for it. And you're probably more successful if you do so. So raise the bar for yourself, raise the bar for others around you, and just be better overall. And hopefully that rubs off on the people around you. I've very much enjoyed the effort that I've seen in class. I'm going to give some specific names. Nicole, who is the athlete of the month, her effort was spectacular today, last week on the machines. Like, it's very, very apparent. Sabrina has been fucking killing it on the machine for someone who has asthma. She's fucking, I know she's on that new roided medication, but she is killing it. So guys, the effort does not go unnoticed. Keep doing it, because now every time you push me to be better, and if I'm getting better, that means everybody that I come in contact is getting better. So because of you, I get better. Because of me, you get better, and we raise everybody up that we care about and that we come in contact with. That's all I got for you guys. Have a great day. I appreciate you all. Red Tier, hopefully it's coming soon. Who fucking knows? But get into yoga. Go see Jenny. Yeah, man, that's all I got for you. Have a great day, everybody. See you in the gym.